I dreamed of seeing the Brooklyn Bridge.
I'm glad we came.
What's it like in Brooklyn, Francie?
Oh, that's hard to say. All kinds of people live there. We live over a store. But there's a tree in the backyard. There was. I like that tree. I don't know whether it grows any place but Brooklyn. But it's a tree that likes poor people, Mama always says.
With a moment from Betty Smith's The Tree Grows in Brooklyn, CBS invites you to Studio One. A full-hour Columbia feature from the pages of the world's great storytellers. Stories known and loved by millions. And now to introduce tonight's great story, here is the director of Studio One, Fletcher Markle.
Yes, there's a tree that grows in Brooklyn, and Miss Betty Smith wrote a great novel about the people and times of the town where that tree survives. A novel of childhood about a girl named Francie Nolan and her family, which has become one of the best-known and best-loved books of recent years. Tonight, for Margaret LaWorth's version for listening of A Tree Grows in Brooklyn, we're fortunate in having a very wonderful cast. You'll be hearing Rosemary Rice as Francie, Edwin Bruce as Neely, with Charlotte Holland and Frank Reddick as Katie and Johnny, and Betty Gard as Aunt Sissy. Grand Street in the Williamsburg section, where on winter nights the river dampness coats the brownstone walls. The tired houses lean together, the stoops broken, railings gone. The street is littered with trash and shrill with a dozen different angry dialects. These are the Brooklyn slums. At the rear of one old building, among a tangle of wash and lines, a tree grows. A curious, sturdy little tree with pointed leaves that somehow managed to push its way through cement and rubbish to grow in the crowded tenement section. Some people call it the tree of heaven. It is a tree that likes poor people. High above it, on the top fire escape landing, sits a girl, a stubby pencil and a paper notebook in her hand.
Diary. Today I am 14. So many things are happening. Papa's hands were shaking this morning again, but Mama didn't notice. Neely has a new paper route. Mr. Carney, the junk man, pinched me. I'll take the junk to Mr. Isaacs tomorrow, though he doesn't pay as much. Miss Gardner didn't like my composition. But, Diary, I'll tell you a secret.
Francie!
Yes, Mama?
Francie, are you out here again?
Yes, Mama?
It's getting damp, dear.
I don't mind. I was out here with my tree.
Your tree. 100 families live on this block, and it's your tree.
What makes it live here?
Well, it's like us, Francie. It has to.
But it could grow on Bushwick Avenue, too.
No. It couldn't grow on Bushwick Avenue unless Bushwick Avenue started to run down. The section can be as fine as you please. But if you see a tree like that starting to grow, you know it's going to be a tenement section soon. That tree knows.
Oh, Mama.
Now, come. I want you to go to Mr. Sourwine.
Me tonight?
10 cents for me, Francie. And you can take this penny for a pick.
Oh, Mama, thanks.
And take Neely with you.
Yes, Mama.
And Francie.
Yes, Mama.
Were you writing in your diary just now?
Yes.
Francie, whatever you write, I don't want you to write in it anything about your father.
No, Mama.
Nothing but what a good man he is and how much he loves us. Do you understand?
Yes. I understand, Mama.
Katie, darling. Where are the kids?
I sent them to the store, Johnny.
You knew I was coming home.
I thought you'd be.
Well, I haven't been drinking, Katie, so you needn't have been afraid. I come home because there's no place else to go. I didn't get a job tonight.
This is the third week, Johnny. Don't they like you at the Union anymore?
I'm the best waiter the register's down there, and I can sing better than any of them.
Johnny, when the children come in, don't say anything. It's Francis' birthday, and we're having meat and a pickle, and...
You're ashamed of me, Katie.
No, Johnny.
Well, you ought to be. And the kids, too.
No, it isn't that. But Francis's getting older now. She notices things.
I won't say anything, Katie.
Tell me some more, Papa, about the fairy tower.
Not another word, prima donna, till you finish pressing that bet. I can't be late.
Where are you working tonight?
Big wedding on Bushwick Avenue.
Will the bride wear white and look like a princess?
Yeah.
And there'll be candles and music and a big wedding cake?
Uh-huh.
And you'll bring us home a little box of leftover lobster.
Well, not tonight, prima donna. You see, there are so many people, I don't think there'll be any leftovers.
Oh.
But I'll tell you. Tomorrow we take a walk over to Shane's Theater. There's a picture of Chauncey Alcott outside we look at.
Who's he?
The greatest singer in the world.
Oh, no, he isn't. You are.
Oh, prima donna, you have the tongue of honey. Where's me next?
Here?
Why, it looks like new. And now me derby. My Union button. Better than a rose in the lapel. Now, prima donna, a good night kiss.
Oh, yes, Papa.
Ah, let's see your smile. There. Why, your eyes are as bright as the stars and as warm as the guest light. The world's a fine place, prima donna, if you keep that light in them. And sing. Remember, sing. H-A-R-R-I-G-A-N spells Harrigan. Proud of all the Irish brothers in me. Never meant to say a word against me.
Diary. Papa didn't have a job tonight again. He pretended it was a wedding on Bushwick Avenue. Why does he pretend? But why do I love him so? More than any other person in the whole world. Francie, are your hands clean?
Yes, Mama.
And Neely's?
He's in the parlor waiting.
Now remember, you and Neely are just to sit still and listen. You mustn't speak or move while Miss Tinmore gives me the piano lesson. You get what you can and I'll teach you both afterwards.
Neely's awful hungry, Mama.
Oh, don't you suppose I know that? But when we get a piano because somebody can't afford to move it, I know what to do with it, even if we haven't any food.
Will we have any by tonight?
I don't know, Francie. But I'll tell you a secret. I have about a spoonful of coffee grounds left and the outside of a loaf of bread.
Oh, could we have it now?
Then what would we have to look forward to? No. We'll have our music lesson, and then we'll have our supper.
It sounds so elegant, Mama.
Well, it is elegant. If you use your imagination.
Be all.
Thank you, Miss Tinmore. It was really interesting the way you taught me.
I usually charge 25 cents a lesson, Mrs. Nolan, but we agreed you'd do the washing as well as cleaning in my flat for this lesson.
Yes.
And I won't charge extra for the children.
Children?
I just want you to know you're not fooling me a bit. Getting three lessons for one.
Now, Miss Tinmore.
I'm glad to help you out. But times are hard for me, too. By the way, Mrs. Nolan, where I teach, it's customary for the ladies to give me a little coffee afterwards.
But, Mama...
I fancy.
As it happens, we have coffee today. It would be a pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
after supper.
Mama, maybe people like us aren't supposed to have things like music lessons.
Don't ever let me hear you say that again, Francie. We're supposed to have everything we can, and you're going to, do you hear me? I missed my chance, but you two children are going to do better, and you know why.
Why, Mama?
Because you're going to know things. You are going to be educated.
Oh. Mama?
Yes.
Know something?
What?
I think Miss Tinmore was as hungry for that coffee as we were.
I know she was.
On the street looking at this window all night.
I want to look at the fire engine.
We'll come back and look at it tomorrow, but we won't get a tree tonight if we don't hurry.
Are we really going to get a tree?
If other kids can, we can. Besides, we want to surprise Papa.
Why is Papa sick, Francie?
He's not sick, you hear? Sometimes he's tired and comes home to rest.
That's not what the kids say.
Neely, don't you ever listen to what kids say. What do they know? We've got the best mother and father in the whole world, and nobody can say anything against them. Now, you come on.
Give me another one, McGarity.
Well, I don't know, Johnny.
You mean the credit's no good?
Your credit's all right, as far as it goes.
Okay. Forget it.
Why aren't you at work tonight?
That's my business.
Come on, Johnny. We've been friends a long time. Better not take that tone, owing me money like you do.
I'm not at work because I haven't a job.
Well, plenty of waiters need at Christmas Eve.
Yeah, maybe they are. I'm not one of them. You ask me, I'll tell you. I lost my union button today.
Lost it?
Oh, McGarity, do I have to spell it? They threw me out.
They did they?
Yeah. First time in 6 years a man's been thrown out. I'm unreliable, see?
Oh.
Me. Best singing waiter they ever had. I'd take any job that came along, but that wasn't good enough. I'm unreliable. Give me another drink, Mac.
Johnny, I run a saloon. If a man wants a drink and pays me for it, he can have it. And it ain't my business what he does after that. But you're different, Johnny. You're too good looking in the first place, and singing comes too easy for you. Now, if I were you tonight, I'd put down that bottle, get home to my wife and kids.
Think I want to tell him this, McGarity?
Don't tell him anything. Just go home, Johnny. Go on home.
We've been waiting for you to come home. We have a surprise for you.
It's a tree. We found it.
Never mind that, Neely. We brought it home and stood it there in the bucket. You see, Papa?
It's a fine tree, kid.
And I like it better like this without trimmings, don't you, Papa? Like it was growing in the woods.
Yeah, it's fine. Where's your mother?
She's in the bedroom, lying down.
Lying down? What's the matter with her?
I don't know, Papa. She's just lying down.
You kids stay here. I'm going inside.
Johnny, I'm glad you're home.
Why wouldn't I be? It's Christmas Eve.
I was afraid you'd have to work tonight.
Me? No. I got off.
That's good.
What's the matter, Katie?
Nothing, Johnny. There's nothing unusual. I just got kind of tired. Johnny, I didn't tell you before.
Kate.
Oh, Johnny, you're here. That's all that matters. Just seeing you makes it right. We'll manage. Hold me tight, Johnny.
It's been pretty rough on you, hasn't it?
It's the way things go.
But you're just as pretty, and your hair as dark as the day I met you. Why did you ever marry me, Katie?
And if I hadn't, that Flanagan girl would have gotten you with her stuck-up ways.
Still jealous of her?
Maybe.
Ah, Katie, darling. There's nobody but you.
Nobody but you. Things are going to be better for the new baby, aren't they, Johnny?
Sure, Katie. They'll be better.
Diary. Papa's sick again. Next month, graduation. And then high school. Now I'll tell you a secret. After high school, I'm going to be a writer. I'm going to write stories and make lots of money so Mama won't have to work anymore.
Francis?
Yes, ma'am?
I've asked you to stay out of school because I want to talk to you.
Yes, ma'am.
Where do you live, Francis?
Grand Street, over Footman's Delicatessen.
I see. You're a very ambitious little girl, aren't you?
I don't know.
How old are you?
14.
That's quite old for a girl to be still in grade school.
Mama made me wait to go to school until Neely was old enough.
Why did she do that?
So we could go together. And other kids wouldn't lick us.
I see. Frances, I want to talk to you about the compositions you write.
Yes, Miss Gardner.
You write quite nicely. Your papers are neat and your margins are straight.
Yes, Miss Gardner.
But your subject, that story about those poor people having no food in the house and taking a music lesson, and the one about having only a penny and buying a dirty pickle. Where in the world would you get sordid ideas like that?
Oh, but they're true. I mean, I don't know, Miss Gardner.
Well, neither do I, and they certainly aren't subject for literature. A little girl like you should write about the lovely things in life, the flowers and the sunshine, the grass.
I suppose so.
You should imagine lovely things.
Oh, yes. I could imagine lots nicer things.
Then you try. I certainly can't pass you on these hard of compositions.
Francie, I've been looking for you.
Miss Gardner wanted to talk
Francie,
about my...
come on.
Neely, what's the matter?
You gotta come right away. Papa didn't come home last night or this afternoon, and Mama's awful worried. She asked me to get you.
It's getting dark, Aunt Sister.
So it is. Well, we'll light the gas.
If Mama had found him, she'd be home now.
If he's in Williamsburg, your mother will find him.
Where could he have gone?
I don't know, but when he comes, he's going to get a few words from me. Just because he's the handsomest fellow on the block and can sing a song, don't mean he can treat your mother like this and her feeling the way she does now.
Don't you dare say anything about Papa and Sissy. Or...
Why, Francie.
I'm sorry.
You're right. He is your father. Doesn't your mother read to you, too, about this time?
Well, that's after supper.
Well, I brought some bologna and bread, but I thought we ought to wait in case they came.
I couldn't eat now, anyhow.
Then let's read. Oh, no, not Shakespeare. I don't understand that. We'll read, well, I got the Police Gazette. That'll be something. Come on, Neely.
Hasn't been in the saloon today, Mr. McGarrity?
Not for two nights now, Mrs. Nolan.
You'd be telling me the truth.
No, I'm not saying he doesn't come here, Mrs. Nolan. I'm just saying that I haven't seen him in 2 days.
Mr. McGarrity, do you believe in God?
I'm a church-going man.
Well, if you really believed in him, you wouldn't be running a place like this. And if there weren't places like this, my Johnny would be home with me now.
I'm minding your troubles, Mrs. Nolan, or I'd answer you. Your Johnny ain't here. And please to be using the ladies' entrance next time you come?
There'll be no next time, Mr. McGarrity.
for me or mine.
Now, I'm sorry to hear this, Mrs. Nolan, but Johnny hasn't been here at the union headquarters for a couple of months.
Months? But of course he's coming here. It's where he gets his work.
Is that what he's been telling you?
Well, he's never had to tell me any different.
Well, he wasn't telling you the truth. John Nolan was put out of the waiters' union last winter.
Put out?
Yeah, around Christmas. Everybody liked Johnny, but...
I see. Thank you. You don't have to tell me anymore.
Sleep, Katie.
How can I?
Well, walking the floor won't do you much good.
Oh, you don't understand, Sissy.
Oh, don't I?
No, you don't. You've been married 3 times, and there were plenty of others you liked well enough. But Johnny is the only man I've ever wanted.
Yeah. But when I see how he's done by you,
he's done the best he could. That's all any of us can ever do. Johnny is made for work.
All right, Katie, if it makes you feel any better. But when he walks in this time, I hope you won't be so generous with him.
If he walks in this time, I won't care what he's done or where he's been. Diary. Papa... isn't home yet. It isn't right without him. I want to tell him about my writing. He's the only one who understands.
Well, what is it? Can't stand here all day.
I'm sorry, Mr. Houser. I want 2 loaves of leftover bread, nickel loaves, and 1 pound of coffee beans.
Yeah. Francie, your father come home yet?
My father's on a trip to Canarsie.
Oh, is he now? I didn't know.
Give me my load.
I will. It takes time to measure coffee. Your mother's a pretty woman, Francie.
I know that, Mr. Houser.
She'd be lonely now if this trip to Canarsie lasted very long.
My mother's never lonely, never.
Maybe she'd like a little company. I'll bring some cheese and liverwurst. You tell her I say she is pretty.
Here's your money, Mr. Houser. My mother doesn't want help from you, nor do any of us. Good day.
Yeah, Johnny Nolan.
What is it? What's happened?
Yeah, unconscious.
Drunk. Exposure, they say.
What is it? What are you all doing here?
Francie.
Let me through. Aunt Sissy, what is it, Aunt Sissy?
Come in here, child. I've been waiting for you.
They found Papa.
Yes.
You see, I mean, where? Come on, Aunt Sissy.
Sergeant McShane came for your mother about 20 minutes ago. I found Johnny this morning, unconscious and suffering from exposure. He's in the hospital. Your mother's with him now.
Oh, thank goodness. Can we go to him?
No, Francie. You and I and Amelia to stay home.
Aunt Sissy, why don't you tell me the truth?
I don't have to, Francie. I never prayed much. I guess the Lord wouldn't listen if I did. But maybe you and Neely ought to do it now.
Diary. I won't have time to tell you things maybe now for a long time. I'm going to make you a promise. When I go to high school next year, I'm going to write just like Miss Gardner said. I'm going to write just as sure as my tree is down below there. I can't stay anymore now. The house is full of people and flowers. So many things are happening. But I've made you a promise, diary. I'm going to keep it.
$27, $28, $29. $8.29 left.
Is that all? Even with the insurance money?
I had to give Johnny a good funeral, Sissy. I knew the man was robbing me all the time, but it was still the cheapest I could get.
That's water over the dam, Katie. The point is, what now?
We could make out. If I could work. But with the baby
you
coming...
You can't work, and that's that. There's only one thing to do, Katie, and you might as well face it. Take Francie out of school and let her get her working papers.
No, Sissy. Francie's going to graduate from grammar school this year. My children are going to be the first in the Norton family to get diplomas.
Can you eat a diploma? I know this much, Katie. Somebody's got to work, and you'll be on the charities list.
I'll never be there, never.
Oh, don't be a fool, Katie.
We'll make out somehow. Francie's going to school.
Good afternoon, Francie. You are Francie, aren't you?
Yes.
You know me, don't you?
You're Mr. McGarry, who runs a saloon down the block.
That's right. Your father was a good friend of mine.
I know Mr. McGarry.
Oh, now, come. I've come over here to see you folks this afternoon on a friendly visit. No, that's no way to be.
What do you want?
I just want to see your mother.
She's not home.
Well, she usually gets home about this time, doesn't she?
Maybe.
Well, then I'll wait. Hey, you know, you're getting real pretty, Francie. Always thought it'd be nice to have a little girl like...
Francie, will you come and help me?
Oh, there's Mama. Now, please, Mr. McGarry, she doesn't want to see you.
Francie, what... Oh, Mr. McGarry.
At your service, ma'am.
I didn't know you'd be calling on us today. Francie, pull up the shades and light the stove.
Oh, no, I don't want to be putting you in a lot of trouble, ma'am. Just let me take your bundle.
It's what we'd do for anyone. Francie, set my bundle in the kitchen.
Yes, ma'am.
It was nice of you to send a wreath, Mr. McGarry.
The least I could do. Johnny Nolan was my friend.
There's no doubt about that. And the business he brought you. But he was a good man, Mr. McGarry. Never forget that. A good man and a good father.
Mrs. Nolan, I came here... Well, I came here because I...
Yes, Mr. McGarry.
Well, Mrs. Nolan, I know how things are with you. All these years, I've been admiring the way you held your head up, smiled, never prayed. I've been admiring that for a long time.
You needn't say more. I'm surprised you'd come to John Nolan's house after seeing what your drink did to him.
Well, Mrs. Nolan, I'm just a businessman. I just have one more thing to tell you, and then I'll be leaving. I need some help back kitchen, cutting up cheese, spreading the bread. I thought maybe your boy and girl, after school. I'd pay them $4 each a week.
$4?
$8 for the two.
No, thank you, Mr. McGarry. No child of mine will be working in a saloon. Even the back kitchen. Good day, Mr. McGarry. And you were listening, Francie.
How could I help it? Mama, he doesn't seem such a bad man.
He sells hard drinks, Francie.
But in the back kitchen, $8 a week. He's trying to be kind.
When I have to accept advances from the saloon keeper, then I'll know Katie Nolan is broke. That settles it, Francie. You get your working papers.
Oh, where are you going? I'm going to get my diary, Mama.
What for?
I made a promise and it... I've got to tear out.
Was it about school, Francie?
It doesn't matter now. Why,
Mama.
Lewis, from the novel by Betty Smith. Featured tonight, Rosemary Rice as Francie and Charlotte Holland as Kate.
Diary. Things are different now after Papa's death, even though it's only a few months. I feel different, as if I were a woman like Mama and Aunt Sissy. The street is changing, too. You hear bad words and there are lots of fights. Looks like the neighborhood is getting run down. Tomorrow, I start to work. Maybe it'll be all right. I try to walk the long way so I won't see the school. I feel grown up. But Mama won't let me cut my hair. She says it's a woman's crowning glory and I have to wear it in braids around my head.
Idea now, girl.
I can do it. Wrapping stems and artificial flowers ain't much of a job, and it won't last long, so don't knock yourself out.
I'll do what I can.
Hey, let me give you a tip. I wouldn't talk like that. The girls don't like a goody good.
She has no tongue, new girl. She's too busy watching the clock.
No, she ain't. She's trying to make a hit with the boss. Maybe she's already made a hit with him.
Hey, new girl, you like it here?
Yes, I like it very much, thank you.
New girl likes it here.
Yeah,
who are you kidding?
I do like it here. If I'm going to work, I might as well work here.
If you're going to work, what else do you think you'd be doing?
Well, I only meant...
New girls don't know her mind. New girls don't know her mind.
Now, you listen to me. Why does it have to be like this? Just because all of us are poor. Just like the street I live on. Everybody quarreling and nagging and hating everybody else. Why? It's not going to get you any more that way.
New girl likes big words.
Yes. I like words. All kinds of words that mean kindness and gentleness and friendship. I like those words, and you're not going to change me, any of you, see?
What's the matter, kid?
What? Oh.
I said, what's the matter?
Nothing.
Oh, I don't mean nothing by it. I just saw you standing on the bridge here, and I...
Oh, I'm not going to jump in.
Oh, I didn't think you were. Only you're a girl, and it's foggy, and it's no place for you. Besides, you're pretty.
What did you say?
I said you were pretty. A pretty girl shouldn't cry.
Who are you?
The name is Ben Blake.
Ben Blake?
Hmm.
You surprised me.
Why?
Nobody ever said I was pretty before.
Nobody's very smart.
Well, thanks. Thanks for talking to me. I have to go along now.
Why?
Well, because I have to be home. I have to get supper.
Now, wait a minute. Take it easy. We're not even acquainted.
I don't think we have to be.
What's your name?
Frances Nolan. Mary Frances Nolan.
Frances, huh? Where do you live?
Grand Street.
You work around here?
Over at the factory. I make artificial flowers.
It's a funny job. You look like just a kid, too. I work in a bookstore.
A bookstore?
Sure. In my spare time. Other times I go to college.
You mean you can work and go to school, too?
Why not?
Well, I don't know. I just... Say, could I talk to you just a little while?
Late again, Francie.
No, I'm not. It's only 7:45.
Gee, you certainly work long hours in that factory.
I can't help it, can I?
Now, don't you quarrel, you two. Do you hear me?
Francie, you are late these nights.
Maybe you got a boyfriend. Francie's got a boyfriend. Francie's
oh,
got...
Shut up, Nita. You know, and you want the neighbors to hear you.
Oh, why shouldn't they?
Francie, you're not doing anything wrong, are you?
What do you think I'd be doing wrong?
I don't know, dear. But you're growing up. You're nearly 16 now, and you've got your father...
You've got strong blood in you, Francie.
Don't worry, Mama. Oh, where do we get the eggs?
What? You know Mr. McGarrity sends us eggs once in a while.
McGarrity?
Now, Francie, maybe I was wrong about Mr. McGarrity. He's been a good friend and...
All right, Mama. It's up to you, anyhow.
Francie, don't let's talk about that now. I have other things to talk to you about.
Yes, Mama?
I went by your factory this afternoon.
What were you doing over there?
Worrying about my little girl.
Now, Mama.
Francie, your factory lets out at 4:30 to save gas lighter.
All right, Mama. I guess you'll have to know. I haven't been coming straight home.
I knew it.
You don't know anything. I'm not coming straight home because I'm going to classes.
Hmm?
High school classes, Mama, that I can take after work.
Francie.
I wanted to surprise you someday. It's no use stopping me, Mama, because I'm going to do it. I've got to do it. No, they didn't mind at all, Ben. I should have known Mama would feel like that.
And we're on our way, kid. And there's no telling where we can go. Me, I'm going to be a lawyer. Then run for the assembly. Then maybe become mayor. Even governor.
Are you, Ben?
Why not? I've had enough of the dirt and the slums and scraping for every penny. I'm going places, Francie.
Oh, it's wonderful to have plans like that.
Look, you got them, haven't you? You want to be a famous writer.
Sure.
Well, isn't that plan?
Yes, but... Well, sometimes I get mixed up. I want to be a writer, but... I don't know. Girls maybe don't plan things so well. They don't think about doing things alone.
You gotta do them alone, baby. It's the only way you get any place.
Do you like being alone?
Not all the time. Remember the first night I saw you? On the bridge?
Yes.
I thought you were pretty.
I know.
I think you're prettier now.
Oh. No, Ben, you can't kiss me.
All right, Francie. But maybe we ought to be better friends, Francie, at least until I go away.
Are you going away, Ben?
You don't think I'm going to stay around here? I got a chance to go to Washington.
Oh. For good?
Until I find a better place. What's the matter?
Nothing. I just have to get home, that's all. I get supper tonight. Francie.
Yes, Mama, what is it? Francie, you'll have to get up and get dressed.
Mama!
Go and get your Aunt Sissy right away.
Yes, Mama.
And take Neely with you. It isn't safe for a girl on the streets alone.
Will you be all right for a little while?
Yes, but hurry, dear, hurry. And Francie, you better not plan to go to the factory tomorrow. I'm going to need you.
Look. Sun's almost up.
Yes. Oh, Brooklyn looks spooky now, doesn't it? All gray.
I could stand some sleep.
Well, you're not going back there till Aunt Sissy tells us to.
All right. Gee, it's funny to have a new baby in the house.
Why is it? Mama wanted it.
But Papa's not here now.
That just means we've got to help her more.
I'm sick of school, Francie. I want to work.
You can work, Neely. But you're going to school the way Mama wants.
That fellow still hanging around who got you going to school?
I don't know who you mean.
Yes, you do. I saw you with him.
Ben, he's gone away.
You ought to quit reading books and get yourself married, Francie.
I never want to be married, never. And you're not to talk like that. We're going to work and we're going to school, and that's the way it's going to be. Do you understand? Oh, Neely, there's Aunt Sissy at the window. Come on. Baby Laurie is 4 months old today. Mr. McGarrity is taking her and Mama for a walk. Mama looked like a girl.
Sometimes I feel older than Mama. I can't study much today. I lost my job at the factory.
What is it, Neely?
Come out in the street. Come on out in the street.
What's happened?
Look at the crowd.
An accident?
No, it isn't. There's something else.
Oh, Neely, I hope it isn't trouble.
Oh, what difference does it make? Come on.
We'll lick him. Sure we will.
I'll give him 3 months.
I don't want my boy to go. Not my Joe.
Neely.
What?
It's war.
Right, and I'm too little.
It's war. And war's a pretty big thing. Bigger than being poor. Bigger than Brooklyn. Really, what's going to happen to us now?
Young woman.
I know I could do the job, Mr. Hardwick.
It's hard work and late hours.
I don't mind.
And you have to read fast.
I can read fast.
Yeah, you're not to talk about what the clippings are or where you send them.
I don't talk, Mr. Hardwick.
You look 17 and I know you're younger. Well, you don't talk, I don't talk. I'll pay you $10 a week to start.
Diary. I'm a reader for a clipping bureau now. I read newspapers all day. I can't study much, but it's a good job. And we need the money. I know Mr. Hardwick pays his other readers $20, but being underage, I don't dare complain. Diary, I haven't forgotten our secret. But why do I feel alone nowadays? Am I growing up?
Where are you going?
Oh, hello, Anita. I'm going to the library.
Dear, you've been with the Clipping Bureau 6 months now, and I've never seen you without a book. Don't you have any fun?
Well, yes. I like books.
So do I, once in a while. But, gee, you're a young kid.
I'm old enough.
Sure, but you're young enough to be enjoying yourself. Plenty of time to read the rest of your life. You got a boyfriend?
Boyfriend? No.
Well, look, Francie, I like you. I've been watching, and I think you're okay. I think maybe if you like me...
Sure, Anita, I like you.
Well, I got something to ask you, a sort of favor.
Go ahead.
I'm engaged, you know, and...
You are?
Well, sort of. Of course, we haven't set any definite time or anything, and I haven't got a ring, but we've been going steady and...
Oh, that's wonderful.
Sure, Joe's wonderful. Only he's in the Army, and... Well, that's what I want the favor about.
I don't understand.
He's here in the city right now on leave before he goes to France, only he's got a buddy with him. If I can't get a girl for his buddy, I'll never get to see Joey.
Oh, and that's what you want me to do?
Oh, Francie, you gotta. I don't trust most of these girls around here, but I know you'd be all right, because you're not interested in fellas.
Oh, I see.
They'll be here right away at the entrance of the building.
Well, I'll have to phone Mama.
Here, here's a nickel, Francie. Oh, hey, look. There they are now. The tall one's for you. Okay?
Why, yes. He looks nice.
I'll be right back.
That was a mighty long phone call.
I guess so. I couldn't reach the store that takes the message for Mama. You're,
That's all right. I'm Corporal Lee Reiner, and you're Francie Nolan.
Yes, but, well, where's Anita and her fiancé?
Oh, they went along. Can't expect an engaged pair to want other people along. They wanted to be alone.
Oh, I see.
You expected a double date, but, gee, I know how they feel. I'm engaged myself.
You're engaged?
Sure, a girl back home.
Oh.
Well, probably a disappointment. No reason you should be stuck with me. If you show me the way to the subway, I'll go back to my hotel.
Well, it's just down... What if we are strangers? I've already phoned my mother, so if you'd like...
Would I like?
A lone guy in a lonely city? Let's eat.
That you, Francis?
Yes, Mama.
Well, did you have a nice time, dear?
Yes, Mama. I had a nice time.
Well, where did you go? Did you have... Was he nice?
No, Mom, it was just an evening with a friend of Anita's. Don't make something of it.
Oh, Fancy, I married very young. Too young, I guess, though I wouldn't have changed it. One of the pleasures left to me is to see my daughter growing into a pretty girl and enjoying herself.
Oh, Mama, I'm not half as pretty as you are.
Oh, no, I'm not.
That's what Mr. McGarry said.
Bother Mr. McGarry.
You don't really think that, Mama.
Well, he's not a bad man away from the saloon business. Now you're twisting the subject on me, Fancy. What did you do this evening?
We had chop suey. Danced. Good night, Mama.
Good night, Fancy.
Nolan, the book you wanted is in now.
Oh, thank you, but could you save it for next week? I won't be able to read it now.
This blouse costs $1.94, and it's Georgette.
I'll pay you $1 down and the 94 cents tomorrow.
Hey, Francie, where you been all week?
Oh, I've just had things to do.
Even the boss noticed you looking at the clock yesterday.
I put in more hours than anybody else here.
All right, don't get touchy. I want to thank you for helping me out with Lee the other night. Gee, Joey and I had a swell time.
Oh, that was all right. I'm glad you did.
How'd you like Lee?
Oh, I guess he isn't much different from anybody else.
Hello, best girl. Where you been?
Boss kept me after tonight, and then I missed the subway.
Well, you're here, and that's all that matters. I got a table reserved. Well, come on, let's sit out.
Oh, yes, please.
Gee, it's been a wonderful week. I couldn't have believed it. You know, I never met anybody like you before, Frank.
Lee, we agreed not to talk like this. Just have fun.
We agreed, but that was a week ago. I have only 3 days left.
I know.
And over the pond and the Fritzies.
I know that, too.
Frank, I've got to talk to you. Just got to. I never did know anybody like you.
Lee...
I grew up in a small town like a lot of other guys. Went to school and parties, played on the teams, but all my life I've been lonely. I didn't know why, just lonely at parties, with people. Even in the middle of kissing a girl, I've been lonely.
I know what you mean. I've been lonely, too.
Even in the middle of kissing a boy?
I never kissed any boy.
You didn't, never?
No.
Well, tonight, let's dance for a while, and you know what I'd like to do?
What?
Walk over the Brooklyn Bridge with you.
Do you like it?
Sure. All my life I dreamed of seeing the Brooklyn Bridge.
I'm glad we came. But we can't stay long. They watch the bridge for German spies. There's a cop there now.
He's not going to bother for a few minutes. What's it like in Brooklyn, Francie?
Oh, that's hard to say. All kinds of people live there. We live over a store. But there's a tree in the backyard. Or there was. I liked that tree. I don't know whether it grows any place but Brooklyn. But it's a tree that likes poor people, Mama always said.
What's your mother like?
She's pretty, and she works hard. She's always worked hard.
Francie, look at me.
What is it?
Francie.
Lee, you're engaged.
Francie, you've never been kissed. I'm going to change that now.
You shouldn't have done that.
I'm engaged, sure. But I got engaged the way a million other fellas do. Girl they've grown up with lives down the block. They start taking her to dances. Pretty soon they go steady, and then before they know it, the town just sort of thinks they're engaged. So they marry. There isn't any great feeling, but they're content. Then the kids come, and the kids get the real love.
But you're going to marry her?
No, Francie, I'm not.
You're not?
No, I've known that all this week. I can't marry her, Francie, when it's you I love.
Baby.
I love you, Francie, with all my heart. I want to hear you say it, too.
I love you, Lee.
My darling girl. My sweetheart. Look, Francie, I'm going over, but I'm coming back. And when I do, will you marry me?
Marry you? Oh, yes, Lee.
We'll live in Brooklyn.
We'll live anywhere you want.
We'll live in Brooklyn, and we'll be the two happiest people on this earth. Francie, listen, I have 3 days left of my leave. I'm supposed to go back and see my mother, but we could...
We could, Lee. But we could also wait. You go back and see your mother like you ought, and I'll be here when you come back. Diary. I know now. I know why I was lonely and why I'm not now. I'm happy, Diary. So happy. And Brooklyn is the most beautiful place in the whole world.
Supper, Neely.
What are you so darn cheerful about?
I guess I can sing if I want to.
Are you two still arguing?
I think Francie's in love.
You shut up. Well, if she is, it would be a good thing. If he's a good man. I was in love at your age, Francie, and never regretted it, never.
Life talk. Did you see what was in the paper tonight, Francie?
Nope.
Your boss in that fancy clipping bureau has been arrested as a spy.
What?
Neely. Sure, it's right here. Hardwig, the Hardwig Clipping Bureau.
So that's why all those men were hanging around.
Francie, would you lose your job?
Well, I don't care if I do. I'll find another. Mama, I want to talk to you.
What, dear?
About my job. I've been saving money and... Oh, just now for a year or so until the war is over. I'd like to study a little bit. Go back to school. Learn things. Be somebody.
Well, what for?
Now, never mind, Neely. Francie has her own reasons. I found out where I can take regular college courses without a high school diploma, and I'd work part-time. Well, you go right to it, dear. And maybe this is as good a time as any. You see, Mr. McGarrity and I...
Mama!
Now, wait. I haven't made up my mind yet. He's coming tonight. He wants to give up the saloon business and move.
Not from Brooklyn?
No, darling, no. Just out that bushway.
Oh, Mama, it would be fine for you.
Well, I don't know what to do, Francie. I swear I don't.
You've never done wrong yet, Mama. You won't do wrong this time. Well, what's happening to this family? Well, I got a surprise, too.
What?
This.
A letter? Who's it for?
You. I thought you'd ask pretty soon if you got one, and I've been keeping it.
Keeping it? Give it to me, Neely. Give it to me this minute.
Francie has a fella. Francie
has... Give her the letter, Neely.
Okay. What's the matter? You all losing your sense of humor? But if you ask me, I don't think much of a fella who writes on blue stationery with violet ink.
Mom, what is it, Francie?
Nothing. If you don't mind, I'll read this in my room alone.
Mom,
diary. I've read it 3 times now, and I don't believe it. Maybe if I tell you, diary, it'll make it seem true. The letter was from her. She said, Lee told me to thank you for being so nice to him in Brooklyn. We had a very quiet wedding, just the family. I read the letter you sent Lee. It was mean of him to pretend he loved you. He said he was sorry. I think he is. We both wish you luck, Elizabeth. Mrs. Lee. Bueno.
Well, we'll sure be sorry to see you go, Mrs. Novan.
Yeah. Maybe I'll send you a pickle once in a while from the bottom of the vat. Only today they're 2 cents.
Well, you're all so kind. Neely, just help me with this box, will you? It's the last one. The movers will be here.
Where's Francie?
Out on the fire escape, I think.
Mooning over that guy?
Now, Neely, I don't want you to say anything to her.
He was no good.
How do you know? Everybody's got weaknesses.
I got good news for her.
What?
I met that fella this morning she used to study with. He asked me if I knew her. Anyhow, he's coming out here this afternoon.
Who is he?
Name of Ben Blake.
I think I'll tell her that, Neely. It might help.
Francie?
Yes, Mama? I'm all packed. I was just having a last look.
Yes, I know, dear. Francie, Neely saw Ben Blake today. He's coming out to see you.
That would be nice.
Dear, I know how you feel.
Say it, Mama. I'm young. I'll get over it.
Francie.
Well, I will get over it.
No. No, you won't, dear. Not if it was real. But you'll find somebody else someday, and you'll love him because he has some of the qualities the others have.
Is that the way it is with you, Mama?
The way it is with every woman, dear. Oh, it's nice, huh?
Mama,
mm-hmm.
Look, over there on the fire escape, a little girl with pigtails.
Yes, I was looking at her. You were 10, just like she is when you first started to sit out here.
With my tree.
Mm-hmm. She has her tree.
Why, she has. Look, I didn't notice. They chopped it down and burned it. But it's growing again. My tree is growing.
I always said that tree knows.
My tree growing. Seeing that is like... it's like starting again. I'm glad you're here, little tree. I'm glad you'll grow again. I'll come back someday and talk to you. But in the meantime... take care of that new little Francie sitting on the fire escape. She'll need you as much as I did. Come on, Mama. We have a lot to do.
At CBS, you have just heard Fletcher Markle's production of A Tree Grows in Brooklyn by Betty Smith. Another full-hour Columbia feature from the pages of the world's great storytellers. Tonight's script was especially prepared for this series by Margaret LaWorth.